Hey there, if you are ready to build your service-based business from scratch and ditch your 9-to-5, then I want you to head on over to shedidithowaypodcast.com/leap and download my free Ultimate Leap Checklist and Starter Kit. Again, you can head to shedidithowaypodcast.com/leap to download my Ultimate Leap Checklist and Starter Kit to get started on building your service-based business and ditching your 9-to-5. Hello and welcome to She Did It Her Way, a podcast dedicated to helping you launch a business that allows you the freedom to create from anywhere, design your own schedule in a way that supports you, and pursue what it is that lights you up. I'm Amanda Bolin, your host, and it is time to do it your way. Today's podcast is brought to you by Gusto. Gusto offers modern, easy payroll benefits and HR to small businesses across the country. They were even named Best Online Payroll by PC Mag. Gusto makes it simple and easy to do your payroll. It automatically files and pays your taxes. It's super easy to use, and you can add benefits and HR support to help take care of your team and keep your business safe. It's loyal, it's modern, you might fall in love with yourself. Listeners get 3 months free when they run their first payroll. You can try a demo and test it out at gusto.com/she. That's gusto, gusto.com/she. Today's podcast episode is sponsored by FreshBooks, which you guys know how much I love these guys. FreshBooks is an invoicing and accounting software designed specifically for small business owners. It's simple, intuitive, and keeps you way more organized than a dusty shoebox filled with crumpled receipts. You can create and send professional-looking invoices in 30 seconds and then get them paid 2 times faster with automated online payments. Getting paid on time as a small business owner is extremely important. And you've got enough to remember without worrying about overdue client invoices. FreshBooks has automatic late payment email reminders so you can spend more time building your business. Join the 24 million people who've used FreshBooks. Try it for free for 30 days, no catch and no credit card required. Head to www.freshbooks.com/she and enter in She Did It Her Way in the How Did You Hear About Us section to get started. Again, that's freshbooks.com/she and enter in She Did It Her Way in How Did You Hear About Us section. Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Y'all are going to make me cry. I read these amazing iTunes reviews, which thank you so much for all of you who have left a review. It is really inspiring and helpful, and it also helps other women discover this podcast because there's this lovely thing called an algorithm. And so when more people download and more people leave reviews, it pushes it up. So it allows other people and other women to find She Did It Her Way podcast. And so when you take the time to leave a review, I truly, truly from the bottom of my heart, I really, really appreciate it. And it doesn't go unnoticed. And today, this week, I'm reading a review from Volleyballer20. And it's captioned, "Always So Real." I love how real and authentic Amanda is. She provides amazing insight, value, and takeaways from her solo cast and guest interviews. This podcast helped me so much when I was at my 9-to-5 and continues to be a source of inspiration now that I'm running my business full time. Well, thank you, Volleyballer20. I'm like so blown away. And even just for all of you to take the time out to leave a review. If you haven't already left a review, I would love if you would take out the time to leave one. It takes less than 5 minutes. You can do it if you're in the iTunes app. It's really, really simple. You find the podcast episode, scroll down, and then you can leave a review from there. All right. So today's solo cast episode, you guys, you've heard me talk about Asana, and I couldn't be more delighted to dedicate this entire solo cast episode to Asana. And today I'm going to share 10 ways on how to streamline your business and life using Asana. And I'm basically taking you behind the scenes because everything that I'm sharing, the 10 different ways, are all the ways that I integrate and use Asana in my business. And I also created a free guide that you can download so you can actually see how I do this and implement it. I actually took screen grabs from my own Asana dashboard, and it's really easy to implement. So you can head to shedidithowaypodcast.com/Asana guide. That's Asana G-U-I-D-E to download the Ultimate Asana HQ Guide. And it's a detailed guide that walks you through the exact steps on how to easily set up Asana and use it to streamline your life and your business. So let's dive into the 10 ways on how to use Asana to streamline your life and business. Okay, so first I'm going to go through all of the 10 ways, and then I'm going to circle back and go into them in detail. And whether you are a emerging entrepreneur, a seasoned business owner, or you're running your business 9 to 5, or you don't have a business and you're just starting out, I promise you that this episode will meet you where you are at, and it will provide a roadmap on how to actually integrate Asana and to be able to start streamlining. Ever since I got in the habit of using Asana and looking at it as my headquarters and really committing to being in it every single day, I have been able to grow my team from one VA to 3 VAs. It's actually the reason why I was able to even hire a VA in the first place, because it forced me to look at my processes and to create templates, and so that I could start keeping myself accountable in the process to then outsource. So number one, view your Asana as your headquarters for all things. Number two, set up your teams. Number three, set up projects within those teams. Number four, use sections and tasks within projects. Number five, create necessary templates. Number six, learn how to use colors and tags to categorize for easy visual reference. Number seven, leverage the ability to repeat tasks. I love this one. Number eight is you're able to forecast workloads. And number nine, use it for lists, not just deadlines. So a quick example is gift card tracking. So I use that under my personal team. And then number 10 is link back to appropriate Google Docs. Again, all of this and screen grabs and visuals are in the guide that you can get at shedidherwaypodcast.com/Asana guide. You can download it right there. But starting with number one, viewing it as your headquarters for all things. I absolutely love Asana, but I didn't always love it, especially in the beginning when I started using it for a client. I struggled to get on board with it or to even see the value. It wasn't until I started to outsource for She Did It Her Way years later that I then realized I needed to find a way to streamline and systematize my business in order to grow. And since then, I not only use it for business, but also personal needs as well. And there are other great software tools out there, but for me personally, Asana as my favorite and most easy to use is what I have found, because it's very systematic and very orderly driven. And I found that by fully committing to using the software, it has forced me in a good way to really reap the benefits of it fully. And I use Asana in conjunction with my full focus planner to help manage my life and review my goals. And in the beginning, I had assumed, I'm like, of course everyone uses Asana. Like, why wouldn't they? And then I started having friends who have six-figure businesses that started coming to me and saying, oh my gosh, show me how you use this. I feel so overwhelmed. Like, everything's in different pots. Nothing is streamlined. And I'm like, oh my gosh, girl, we gotta figure this out. Because I will tell you, Asana and streamlining your business will help free up time and create more space for you to work on your business and not in your business. So that's number one. Number two is you want to organize your Asana so that when you log in, everything is intuitive for you, and content, tasks, projects are all assigned appropriately. So this is where teams come in. When you open up your Asana account, you will then see on the left-hand side that you can create teams. And so you can think of teams as departments. I have 5 teams. I have an executive team, which is only for me. I have a marketing team, a products and events and operations, and then personal. Only I can view the executive team and personal team, marketing, products and events, and operations. The entire team can see it. It is more likely that you and I will have the same teams, but maybe different projects with under the teams. And I'll get to that in just a minute, which I'm going to share in a second. Setting up teams will help you visually see the layout of your business and help you organize the tasks and projects that need to be completed. And I recommend first grabbing a blank sheet of paper and then brainstorming your teams before creating them in Asana so that you don't create rework. This is just to help minimize inefficiencies and creating and then deleting items if need be. So first, I want you to brainstorm on paper. And again, even if you come up with only one team, don't feel bad. Don't think that it's useless to not create Asana because you only have one team. Once you start integrating yourself into a process and commit to the process, you are going to be able to scale. It's about getting in that habit of daily usage. Number three, after you identify the teams, you then want to consider which projects go under which teams. For example, under our marketing team, the projects we have are podcasts. So this could also be a blog or YouTube, whatever you're producing on a weekly basis. We have email marketing, PR, social media manager, and Her Way Community Facebook group. Products and events, under products and events, remember products and events is a team. We have Her Way Society and She Did It Her Way Summit. Under personal, the projects that I have in there are personal goals, which tend to be anything that is specific to my family. Before the end of the year, I had tasks to reevaluate our renter's insurance, our car insurance, to create a folder of all important documents. Also, under the personal team, I have a personal project. Those under that personal project, I house things like Christmas, birthdays, gift cards, gifts, weddings. I even make reoccurring appointments for hair appointment and my toenail appointment and anything else that may be reoccurring, which I'm going to talk about how you can do that. And again, this might seem crazy to some of you. You're like, what? She even like plans that out? Yes, because then I don't need to think about it. I don't have to look at the last time that I got my hair done. And now I can just create a repeatable process. I also have a project that is a moving prep list and a list of all gift cards that we have so that we don't forget about any of them. And again, I'll share how I automate some of this stuff later in the episode, but I also show you in that guide. And in your projects, it's really where you get into the templates and assigning, scheduling, further organizing your projects. So again, you have your teams. And then under your teams, you have projects that are coincide and in alignment with your team. Now, number four, once you create teams and appropriate projects under the team, you'll want to organize your interface for each project. So imagine, here's where you'll leverage what are sections. And so for example, under our marketing team, we have our podcast project. And when I click podcast, there are different sections within that interface. I have a section for all the templates we use. I have a section for guest outreach. I have a section for sponsorship outreach. And then I create sections for each month to reflect a content calendar-like style. So that way I can see. Now, one thing that Asana lets you do is you can either see it in lists or you can see it in boards. My brain likes to work in lists. And so then going back to, let's say I'm creating a content and I have a section for January episodes, February episodes, March episodes under each section, then I'll create a task for each podcast that launches in the corresponding month. And when I create that task, I leverage a template that I have previously created and is stored under the template section. Using sections help you further organize your projects and to help you visually see how the pieces of your business work. And this is one of the big things and the part that I love is if you have this process that you do in your business or you find that you're repeating something in your personal life, is there a way that you can create the process and then put it into Asana? And during that time that you're taking and you're creating that process, you're really gonna see where templates come into play, which is number five. Creating templates is an integral part of scaling your business. Continuing with the podcast example, the podcast is a project under marketing. And then within the podcast project, there are sections. One of the sections is named templates. Under the template section, I have a template task for solo casts, podcast episode with guest and guest outreach. So that for every episode, all I need to do is copy the task, rename the task, and I'm done. Then afterwards, all I need to go through is assign the due dates. And in episode 292, I share three easy steps to help you outsource your first task. In that episode, I walk you through a method on how to create a process to help you systemize a task. And you might create a template for your blog post, your email marketing, you name it. We just did this with Her Way Society. As we're building out Her Way Society, and Jennifer on my team, who is the community manager for Her Way Society, it's been really great to go through the process and then say, okay, in order for me to outsource this task to Jennifer, oh, I need to create a template on this email that we send to guest experts the day of. And so all I do is I create that email template and I link it back to the template in Asana. And so every time we recreate and copy that task for another month, it's already in there. And so this is where you start to create Asana as your headquarters. Now, I have to take a breath because I get so excited. I also was told by a Reiki healer, she's like, you need to slow down. I'm like, I know. I just get really, really excited. And when I slow down my tempo, it feels really slow. But I'm practicing. Okay. 6, use colors and tags. You can assign projects to certain colors. And this helps when you look at the calendar view of all your tags and visually you can see which team or projects that will require the most effort. It is also visually appealing to have them all one color. For example, all executive projects have the color blue. All marketing projects are associated with pink. Products and events are yellow. And operations is green and personal is gray. You can also use tags within them. So one way I use tags is for templates. So anything that is a template, regardless of which project it is in, I use a template tag, which is colored orange. I've seen other content creators use tags as form to cycle out content buckets. For example, if you have content buckets, such as maybe it's systems, mindset, and operations, you can create tags that associate with those different content buckets so that you can visually go back into your content that you're creating and assign them. And so each podcast or blog post might have a certain theme and you can tag the post appropriately. 7, leverage repeat tasks. You guys, this one is a lifesaver. And I love this for Asana because you can automate tasks to repeat. A simple example of that is in my personal team. So under my personal project, I have a birthday section, and this is how I keep track of all the birthdays in my immediate family and friend group. And I set up due dates as their birthday, and I set it to repeat on a yearly basis. So doing this and having it in one section helps me A, not forget their birthday, but B, helps me see how many cards I need to order in advance. Okay, so here's another thing. I like to order my wedding cards, baby showers, birthdays in batch chunks, typically twice a year or maybe every quarter. And so when I go to do that, I can easily see what's coming up. I love the feature of a repeat task. Other tasks that you can repeat, like I said before, I usually get my hair cut and colored every 6 to 8 weeks, but after I get it done, I then set up the repeat task. It's always set up for 6 to 8 weeks, so I get that reminder that's like, oh, I need to schedule that hair appointment, so I don't even have to think about it. And setting up, like, in terms of business, you might be, one thing that I have set up is that you can set a task to repeat. Let's say admitting people into your Facebook community is an easy one. And you can set it up to repeat Monday through Friday by 11 a.m. So Asana allows you to do that as well. So setting a task to repeat every Friday to revisit my goals. I have a Google document that I fill out where I track my lead pages, where I track listenership, a bunch of different numbers. And this is a way that every Friday, once I finish it, I cross it off, it populates so it reminds me to do it again the next Friday. The list is endless of what you can do here. It's amazing. So this is just a really great thing about repeat tasks. 8 is you can look at and forecast your workload. So there is a calendar view in Asana that lets you see all the tasks that are due and that are upcoming on which specific day. This is helpful because then you can see your upcoming workload, but also make adjustments if need be. Maybe you realize that you need to move some tasks to even out the days, or you want to go heavy on one day versus the other. It is just another way to view all of your tasks. And number 9, another way that you can use Asana is for lists, not just deadlines that have a repeat task to it or a one-time task. And one way that I use it for lists is when I'm brainstorming, whether it's business or personal. An example for personal ways to use Asana and use it for lists is when it was Christmas time, I made a section that said Christmas gifts. And then under that, I created a task for every single person that we were going to buy Christmas gifts for. And I didn't assign a due date. But then as the Christmas was approaching and I would be online or I'd see something that I thought maybe my brother would like or my sister-in-law or my mom, I would basically take that link and then copy it and paste it into the section notes for that specific task. So then when it came time at the beginning of December to buy the gifts, I just went into Asana and I followed that link and I purchased them all in one setting. Now, another way that you can use Asana for lists is in Her Way Society, we have a section called training. And there under that section, there's a task for WordPress training. Then you click WordPress and then it opens up and there's subtasks. I know this is kind of crazy, but promise, stay with me. Download the guide. It is amazing. I'm actually thinking about doing a webinar because it's really visual heavy, but just stay with me. And so you can create subtasks and then you can link to it in the description so that we never create a task out of our training. But that way, Jennifer, if she has any questions or I need a refresh, I just go straight to Her Way Society. I click WordPress and I find the training that I need in order to do the task that I need to do. So it's really becoming your central hub. Now, the 10th and final one is you can link back to Google Docs. And so one way to leverage Asana and integrate it with software that we use is I often link back to the Google Docs within Asana. So that whether that's our content calendar for podcasts or social media, Her Way Community, Her Way Society, it's basically for the podcast, every time in the templates, we have our content calendar from Google Docs linked there. So that way, no one from my team nor myself, we don't have to open up Google Docs and then go into Google Drive and then go into the appropriate folder. If we just have Asana pulled up, we can go into that project, podcast, and then we can easily click the important link to the Google Doc and then boom. So we can stay in that one place. We don't have to go in and out of two different softwares, which is amazing. And so this way, again, I can be in Asana and know that I have all the necessary links that I need and I don't have to go searching for it. So again, one, really view, if you are thinking about using Asana, really view it as your headquarters. I see people who have resistance, and again, this is including myself, to getting used to the system, or they're like, the software doesn't work, I don't like it, or I don't get used to it. It's really just because you need to commit fully to integrating it. And yes, there might be a lead up time to getting yourself in that habit of checking it every single day, maybe not on the weekends, but checking it every day of the workday, especially because then it can help you know what you need to do and produce in order to move your business forward and to help manage your life. The more that you can set up in a process and systematize, create a template for, and begin to outsource tasks that you don't need to be doing so you can work on your business and in your business, you're going to be able to scale much, much faster. Systematizing a business is one of the key ingredients for long-term success. And so I encourage you, if you don't already have Asana, you can go create a free account. I have heard that when people try to go create a free account, they kind of keep it hidden nowadays, but you just have to look for it. I promise you, I only use the free version at this point. So I'm really kind of excited to see what the premium features are, but it's working right now on the free version. So there's so many things that you can do. Set that up. Download my guide at shedidithewaypodcast.com/Asana guide. Get all the screen grabs and start setting up your teams. Remember, write it on paper first and then transfer it to Asana. Get in the habit of logging in every single morning and maybe every single evening. It really only requires 5 minutes to log in to see what you need to do and have some fun with it. I promise you, it's always a work in progress. I have teams and projects and things set up that might be completed at 50% because we're just not using it right now. But I know that in the future, it might come down to a place that we would use it. And so I don't delete it. I just leave it there. And to some people, it might look like it's kind of messy or something, but it's really just about a work in progress. And so give yourself permission to play around with it, to know that you will delete teams or delete projects over time and you'll start to refine it. But if you don't start, you can't refine it. So again, shedidithereway.com/Asana guide to get that document and that handout. I would love to know too, based on people who download it, and if it's a value, I may offer up a webinar that I can actually take you virtually behind the scenes to show you and answer any questions that you have about Asana as well. So stay tuned for that. And I will see you guys next week. Until then, I hope you have an amazing and productive week. Gusto offers modern, easy payroll benefits and HR to small businesses across the country. They were even named Best Online Payroll by PC Mag. Get 3 months free when you run your first payroll at gusto.com/she. And don't wait, because now is the best time to get yourself set up for 2019. That's gusto.com/she. Get paid twice as fast with automated online payments through FreshBooks. You can give FreshBooks a 30-day free trial, no strings, no catch, no credit card required. Head to freshbooks.com/she and enter in She Did It Her Way in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast episode. For more information, check out shedidithereway.com. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to leave me a review on iTunes and let me know what you think. Until next time, keep doing it your way.